Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 24th edition, 15 games on tap for you on this Friday. Hope you guys had a good Thursday split slate action. Good slates. If you listen to Quick Hits, you should have been at least in the ballpark to make some things happen. We had some good runs there, especially fading some ownership in the evening. Worked out quite well. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Join me in the Free Fantasy Degens Discord channel as well to check that out. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, already looking into the 2020-22 season, come check out Benched with Bubba coming at you twice a week, Tuesday, Bubba on the Bat Flip. Thursday, this Thursday, I had Chris from Baseball Pods on the podcast previewing some 2022 top 30 picks and much, much more. So that was a ton of fun. If you like my written content, check it out at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article for MLB DFS. Tuesday, Thursday, the free DraftKings articles. Saturday morning, my NFL cash game values drop. And on Sunday, the outfield waiver wire column drops. So 7 days a week coming at you over at rotoballer.com. Also, if you like golf, always pressing PGA DFS podcast, check that one out as well. But like I said, 15 games on a Friday. Let's get cracking. All right. Tons and tons of pitching. Right now, it says Corbin Burns is pitching everywhere. MLB.com, betting sites, Eric Lauer's on the bump. He's $8,900. He's in play. We'll get to him in a minute. But I'm going to skip Shane Bieber. He's going to be on a pitch count. Garrett Cole's okay if you want, but I'm going to start off with Frankie Montas, 10-6 at home against the Houston Astros. Montas coming off a 26-8, had a hiccup against Kansas City of all teams, and then 27, 22, 30, 31. So 22 or more points in five of his last six starts has been very, very strong. Last time out against – he's faced Houston, I believe, three times this year and pitched very, very well in all three of those starts, five or more innings in each start, 21 Ks total in those three starts. Now you get an Astros team that got shut down by Alex Cobb on Thursday night. Let that one sink in for a minute. And a team is striking about 19% of the time versus righties. They're a very good offense, though. So I get if you don't want to go. It's a tournament-only play, not a cash game play at all with Frankie Montas. But I think he's a nice contrarian play at 10-6 if you're paying up this high. Jack Flaherty's on a pitch count, plus it's a 7-inning doubleheader, so we'll pass. Nate Eovaldi, 9,700 at home against the New York Yankees. Very nice tournament play as well. Eovaldi's got all the strikeouts in the world, and he's faced the Yankees, pitched pretty well against him this year. Last time out, five innings, two earned six Ks for 14.5. He's got a great floor with a ceiling in the mid to high 20s, which is very, very strong. A Yankees team that's very, very hot and cold, as we said, and they strike out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of September, hitting 231 with a 227 ISO and a 110 WRC+. So when they hit it, it usually goes well, but a lot of swing and miss. Nice contrarian angle with Eovaldi as well. If you like some knock on wood safer plays, we've got a couple for you coming up now. Jose Berríos at $9,500 at the Minnesota Twins. Berríos has been a quality start machine. He's like a rich man's Marcus Stroman these days, but six innings or more in five or more starts. He's gone three and runs or less, obviously, for quality starts, and six Ks or more in four or five starts. He's got 19 or more points in all five starts. He's been absolutely outstanding right now. Now he goes up against the Minnesota Twins team, striking out nearly 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 218 with an 87 WRC+. They do have a 201 ISO, so tons of power. But if they're not putting it out of the ballpark, they're not doing much with it at all. So Berríos at $9,500 might be the top pay-up option of the quote-unquote safer variety. If you don't want to go to Montas, you don't want to go to Eovaldi, Cole's in play also. But I think Berríos at $9,500 could be one to go to. My favorite pay-up spot tonight's Max Fried at $9,200 at the San Diego Padres. Max Fried's been nothing short of outstanding since coming back from the ILs. Last time out, seven shutout with five Ks against the Gigantes. He has five or more Ks in five straight starts, six or more innings in eight straight starts. He's got 20 or more DK points in five of his last eight, basically 19 or more in like seven of his last eight. He's been great. And now you get a San Diego Padres team that's just really struggling to figure it out at the plate. They're only striking out 19% of the time versus lefties, hitting 270, but a 107 ISO and a 102 WRC plus. So they're putting it in play, decent average, not doing much with it. So I think Fried, the way he's pitching right now at $9,200, is a phenomenal spot to pay up for on this slate. Last but not least, at the 9K and above range, Dylan Cease is 9K at the Cleveland Indians. Another great spot to go to here. Cease coming off a five innings, no runs, 10K performance. He has 9 or more Ks in 3 of his last 5 starts. He's got 5 or more Ks in 10 straight starts, which gives him a great floor to go 5-plus innings and hopefully 3 runs or less, which he does most of the time. Now he gets a Cleveland Indians offense that is striking out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching in September, hitting 221 with a 131 ISO and a 74 WRC+. So Cease at 9K is outstanding tonight. This is why I don't think you need to pay all the way up. Like, I like Cole's fine, but I like Montas at 10-6 to be super contrarian. I like Eovaldi against the Yankees to be super contrarian. But then going to guys like Berríos at 95 against Minnesota, Max Fried against San Diego at 92, and Cease at 9,000. You can go to those three, save some cash from the big boys up top, and be just fine. I think Cease is outstanding. Cease and Fried are probably like my two top ones in this 9K and above range. So check those ones out right there. Now when you're dropping down for some savings, it gets a little different. Like Kyle Gibson, $7,900 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. If you want to go there, you can. He's very, very hot and cold. The Pirates got to Aaron Nola, but then they could not get to the Philadelphia bullpen. That was entertaining. And even when they got to Nola, they struck out a ton. So you can go to Gibson at 79 if you want. I think Eric Lauer at $8,900 at home against the Mets is very, very much in play. A Mets offense that strikes out 23% of the time versus lefties in the month of September. So you got Lauer at 89 in play for you. But other than that, the cheapies aren't that special right now. Like Tony Gonsolin's intriguing at 78, just doesn't go deep enough for me. He'd have to be super, super efficient. So you're saving some cash. A couple cheap ones for you here. Logan Gilbert, $6,400 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. After some hiccups, after a great start, he had some hiccups. He's bounced back nicely. 3 of his last 4 starts, he's gone 5 innings or more. He's got 2 run runs or less in 4 straight starts and 5 Ks or more in 3 straight starts. He's got 17 or more DK points in 3 of his last 4 starts. Now you get an Angels team that is scuffling, to say it nicely. They're striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, hitting 212 with a 72 WRC+. So Logan Gilbert at 64 is very, very strong tonight. And if you want to go down to Carlos Hernandez at 55 for the Kansas City Royals, you can. Coming off a rough one against Oakland his last time out, but prior to that, 15-9, 14-7, 24-2, 29-6, a hiccup, 15-4, 22-9, 22-5. That's a lot of 20-plus point performances that you're not going to find a ton of times at $5,500. So keep that in mind with Carlos Hernandez going up against the Detroit Tigers team, striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, hitting 238, 215 ISO is not bad, and a 101 WRC+. But lots of swing and miss there, so you can definitely have some fun with a Carlos Hernandez at $5,500. So recapping the pitching, like Cole's in play, sure. I think Montas is a great pivot off of him in tournaments. I think Eovaldi is another nice tournament play. But 9K and above, Berríos, Fried, Cease. I rake it Cease, Fried, Berríos in that order. That's where I'd be planting my flag. Save a few bucks from the guys up top if you can. And then when you're dropping down, Lauer's fine. Don't mind him. Gibson's okay. Prefer Lauer in that range. Or you just go and punt with Logan Gilbert and Carlos Hernandez. So if you want to put one of the big dogs in the 9K range with a Gilbert or Hernandez, it's fine. Mix and match as you feel free. That's where I'm kind of planting my flag on this 15-game slate. Let's check out the bats on this slate. Catcher's position for you. Salvi's always a great play, but he's 5,700 against Casey Mize. Good history against Casey Mize, but is a pricey situation there. Yeah, JT Realmuto at 51. Price tag's finally come back up. We've been talking about it for like over a week now. Too cheap. He keeps crushing. Home run. I get an RBI single after that. Great night on Thursday night. He's up to 51 now. Still a good play against Howard. Price tag definitely gone up. Will Smith at $4,800 versus Castellanos. That's a really good look, too, because Castellanos is hashtag not good. So you can get some Will Smith long ball action potentially in that matchup. Mid 4K and below now. You could look at Mike Zunino versus Edward Cabrera. Cabrera started striking guys out his last time out. Still could not be efficient on the mound. Still giving up runs. So like a Mike Zunino in a tournament at 43 is okay. Cheaper options below 4K. You get Elias Diaz and Coors at 38 versus Alex Wood. Don't mind that at all. If you want to fade Alex Wood, Travis d'Arnaud is $3,700 versus Johnson of San Diego. A lot of bullpen action there. They used a lot of bullpen over the series versus the Giants, so it's going to be tired bullpen. So Travis d'Arnaud at 37 is a good little value for you. Tucker Barnhart at 36 versus pitch to contact Paolo Espino is not too shabby. Going down even farther, though, low 3K range. You got like Pedro Severino versus Spencer Howard at 31. That's a very, very good value, as Spencer Howard is just not good at baseball. Below 3K now. Somehow Wilson Contreras is only 3K. Okay, I know why it is. It's seven-inning game, the Cubs-Cardinals, so that's why they're priced down. Flaherty's on a strict pitch count, so I'm probably not going Contreras, but that 3K price tag is ultra-tempting, I'll be honest, but I think you can probably go elsewhere. Other than that, you got Yadi Molina, also seven-inning game. He's 2,600, so he's probably not in play. But Martin Maldonado at 24 versus Montas if you're looking to super punt. Otherwise, where's my dog? Where's he at? Let me find him real quick. This dude's been crushing baseballs. Nick Fortes of the Miami Marlins. He is just raking right now. He's hit safely in 4 of 5 games since he's been called up. He's got home runs in 3 of 5 games. He's $2,000 for the Miami Marlins. If you just want to punt a position, Nick Fortes against Robertson and the Tampa Bay bullpen is $2,000. Have some fun with that. First base for you on this slate, you got Vladito at 62 versus Ober. That's fine, but Freeman has been on fire. He's $5,800 in San Diego. I like that one quite a bit. I love Joey Votto. He's up to 56 hundo versus Spina, but a really good spot for Votto to find the seats. Don't mind Josh Bell at 55, especially if you're stacking Washington. If it's a one-off, I'd rather have Votto over Josh Bell, but both are intriguing. You got Brandon Belt and Coors in a great matchup versus Lambert, who's making his first start since Tommy John surgery. So a lot of Colorado bullpen. So Brandon Belt at 53 looks great. Don't mind Olson versus Granke, but give me some Belt at 53. Nathaniel Lowe is up to 5K in a great spot versus Wells and a bullpen game because he's going to be the opener. So most want you see they'll see the lefty-lefty and walk away. I think that's quite intriguing. So a lot of great options. Lowe, Olson, Belt and Coors is great. Votto's phenomenal. Lots of good looks for you there in the above 5K range. If you're going to drop down, though, Ryan Mountcastle went deep again on Thursday's 44 versus Howard and company. Like that a lot. If you are going with to fade Eric Lauer of Milwaukee, Pete Alonso at 43 is a good price tag because the Mets are priced like they're facing Corbin Burns, but they're facing Eric Lauer unless we get another change at the midnight hour, which changes things. But for now, I'm assuming it's Eric Lauer from everything I'm reading right now. So Pete Alonso at 43 would be a very nice value in that scenario. Colin Moran went deep on Thursday off Aaron Nola. He's 4K versus Gibson if you're feeling frisky with a Pittsburgh stack. Otherwise, pass, obviously. Bobby Bradley at 37 if you're fading Cease. Bradley's only there to hit home runs, so know that going into it. But interesting tournament-like play. Yoshi Sasugo's first base outfield eligible. He's 34 versus Gibson as well. Low 3K range, you got Paul Goldschmidt. It's only a 7-inning game, but he's 3,300 versus Davies. That is ultra intriguing. I know it's only 7 innings. That's 3 to 4 at-bats of Goldie at 3,300. I might break my rules for that because that dude's crushing it. 2 more home runs on Thursday. St. Louis is scoring everywhere. So Goldie at 33 if you're feeling frisky. I don't hate that at all. Below 3K now. Let's see what we got. Schwindel's 28. That's 7-inning. I'd rather pay 33 for Goldie if I'm playing a 7-inning player. I prefer not to play them, but that's a great price for what Goldie's doing right now. Other than that, I think we're going to pass at the first base position. Second base for you on this slate. Trey Turner's fine at 57. Simeon at 55 is okay as well. Ozzie Albies would be my preferred play at 53 if you're paying up. Dude's crushing everything. Had another 3 hits on Thursday. I mean, the dude's put up 15 or more points in 4 straight games. He's absolutely raking right now. So Albies at 53 is outstanding. You can go that route. Brandon Lau against Cabrera. Cabrera's getting up a lot of home runs. Lau loves home run off of righties. So 5,200 is fine. I'd still prefer Ozzie Albies $100 more, but I could see the contrarian angle to go Brandon Lau, who just basically doesn't go owned. Ketel Marte versus Gonsolin at 49 is fine. I like Jazz Chisholm at 49 if he's in some Miami action. Still at that price point, try to get to Ozzie Albies if you can. Or save a few dollars. Whit Merrifield's at 45 if you're stacking Kansas City. That's not too bad. Other plays there. Tommy Listel is only 39 in Coors. That's an outstanding play. That's a cash game play. That's a phenomenal play at 39 hundo, as he's just been a machine. He walks, he gets scores, runs, he does it all. So $3,900, Coors Field, Tommy Listel, that's a great price point. Yeah, Glaber's up to 37. Brendan Rodgers is another good price point. I think he extended his hitting streak he went 0 for 5 on Thursday. It snapped his 11-game hitting streak. But he's swinging a really good bat. I still prefer Listella in that matchup, but Brendan Rodgers at 37 at much lower ownership and getting to Coors is not too shabby. You got Luis Garcia for Washington at 34 if you're stacking the Nats. Otherwise, pass on that and go like a guy like Nick Solak at 33 in a very nice matchup in Baltimore. Going down below 3K, though, Jose Iglesias against Garrett Cole at 27 If you're looking for a mega punt, you can go that direction. Otherwise, I'm not going to see too much down here, I believe, at the second base position for punting that stands out today. Third base position for you, J-Ram against Cease is interesting at 6K, but Adalberto at 59, I'd rather go to there if I'm paying that high. You got Chris Bryant, Coors at 57. That's a phenomenal play, obviously, as well. Rafael Devers, be contrarian against Cole's not bad, but Austin Riley went deep again on Thursday. He's 4,800 bucks versus Johnson. I like that quite a bit. Candelario, if you're fading Carlos Hernandez with 44, that's a good one. Cabrian Hayes, he was leading off for Pittsburgh, went deep on Thursday. Dude's raking right now. That gives him hits in four straight games, in five of his last six, in eight of his last 10, essentially. He's scored double-digit points in three of his last four. He's 4,300 bucks versus Kyle Gibson. And again, Pittsburgh will be virtually unowned on this slate. So that's nice. Nice contrarian look for you in that matchup. Going to 4K and below now, Yoan Moncada's 4K. He's got Bieber on short stuff and then a lot of Cleveland bullpen. So that's interesting. Chapman at 4K versus Granke's not too shabby either. But you get Longo and Coors at 38. So you got LaStella at 39. You got Longo at 38. Some nice Giants value in Coors Field. It's hard to pass up in those matchups. They'll be super chalky, though, so keep that in mind. Similar to goalie, you get Arenado at 3,400 bucks in seven innings. I hate putting all those seven-inning guys in there, but those price tags are whack. Shortstop position for you here. You got Tatis at 59, but B-Cross 58 and Coors. I'd rather have Bichette at 54, personally, in those situations. If you're paying up at the position, give me Bichette at 54. You got Chisholm at 48, like we talked about. Corey Seager's 4,800 bucks. Going to have a four-hit game on Thursday. He's not a bad play. Hits anywhere from second to fourth in that Dodgers lineup, which should put up a ton of runs on Friday night against Castellanos in a really, really good spot. You got Trevor Story and Coors at 43. He's been struggling a ton. Maybe it's a get right spot. We'll see. Nicky Lopez has had some good success for KC Minus. He's 4,100. At that point, you try to find 200 bucks and pay for Story and hope he figures it out, I believe, at that point in a tournament. But if you want to go Nicky Lopez, especially if you're stacking Kansas City, makes a ton of sense. Didi Gregorius went deep on Thursday. Loves hitting lefties. He's 35 hundo. Other than that, it's been top heavy of late at the shortstop position. It looks to be the same on Edmundo Sosa. I'm not playing him in a seven. I will say Nick Gordon, he's outfield shortstop in another monster game on Thursday, is against Barrios. But if you're not using Barrios, Nick Gordon's only 2,200 if you just want to say screw it and go that direction. Outfield position on a 15-game slate for you. We got Juan Soto coming off a double-dong night on Thursday, 6,300 in a great spot. Bryce Harper's fine. Starling Marte at 59. Mookie Betts, sure. I love Juan Soto at 63. I know it's expensive. Really, really good spot there. You got Chris Bryant at 57 that I don't have a problem with either. Mitch Haniger at 54 is intriguing in his matchup. Lou Bob's 51. Don't hate that either. But going below 5K now, we got Schwarber against Cole. Super contrarian at 48. That could be quite intriguing. Lamont Wade Jr. is only 46. Yastrzemski is only 46. Two nice pieces of Coors Field for the Gigantes. Giancarlo's 45 versus Eovaldi if you want to save some cash and try to roll the dice there. Kyle Tucker's only 43, but Cedric Mullins at 42 is a phenomenal value against Spencer Howard. Love the Cedric Mullins play at 42 hundo. Austin Meadows is only 42 if you think Cabrera is going to stink again, but Teoscar Hernandez is only 42. I said he was too cheap at 42 on Thursday. He goes deep. So you can play Mullins at 42. You can take Teoscar at 42. Those are two ridiculous prices is what that is. Lane Thomas is down to 4K if you want to go that direction. McCutcheon versus a lefty at 38 is not too shabby. Benintendi's only 38 versus Casey Mize. That's a nice little piece of value there. Jared Klinik's only 36, hitting everything right now, so I don't mind that at all, even lefty-lefty. Sasugo's 34, talked about him earlier. Tyler O'Neill's only 34, but is a 17 game, so keep that in mind. But still, you can get a cheap O'Neill, Goldie, and Arenado 17 stack and just see where things roll. That's quite intriguing. Lourdes Gurriel's day-to-day, he had to get stitches on Thursday after he RBI doubled again. He's 3,300. If he's in the lineup, you got to do the drill. Too cheap. Austin Hayes went deep on Thursday. He's only 32. So another nice value in Baltimore for you. Eddie Rosario at 3K is a nice little value play. Jesus Sanchez for the Marlins is a good tournament value at 3K as well. Below 3K now, Steven Duggar and Coors at 28 would be outstanding. I think that's a really good one if he cracks the lineup. Gavin Lux is still only 2,700. That's a very, very good value. Garrett Hampson's only 2,700 bucks in Coors versus Alex Wood. So that's another value to potentially keep an eye on. Cole Calhoun, if he corrects the Arizona lineup, he's 2,600 versus Suarez. Yeah, Ian Happ. I know 70 gave me 20. Man, they're begging me to play Chicago and St. Louis. This is not good. Not good at all, folks. Stay strong. Stay strong. These prices are great and really good matchups. Really, really good matchups. So keep that in mind, and it opens up so much more for the rest of your lineups. Like, don't even look at Dylan Carlson's price. It's going to make you want to play him too. Other than that, though, you got your usual suspects in the value. We'll have to see what lineups pop out to really like Luke Rayleigh's down to 2,100 for the Dodgers. He could be an Uber punt for you. Jose Siri's down here at 2,100 versus Montas. Dylan Carlson's 2,100 bucks. I told you not to look at that price, Bubba. I said, do not look at that price. 2,100 for Dylan Carlson, who's hitting everything right now. So we're going to have a really come in the Jesus meeting to see if we're going to play some 7-8 players, because those are some great, great spots there. Recapping the pitching, again, you can play Cole if you want. Montas is a good tournament play. Eovaldi as well, but preferably for me, 9K and above, it's Cease, Fried, and Berríos in that order. And then dropping down to maybe Lauer at 89, but preferably Gilbert and Carlos Hernandez down below. So a couple cheap plays, a couple 9K plays, and go from there. Stacking-wise, you can go Philly for sure, but I like Baltimore quite a bit versus Spencer Howard. Texas, you can bring it back, but I like Baltimore for sure versus Spencer Howard. Cincinnati versus Espino, very much in play for you as well. Don't mind some KC action. That St. Louis-Chicago game is going to be a real fun one to tell myself no. But the Giants and Coors is outstanding, especially some of those cheap price tags. Really got to like those. Toronto versus Bailey Ober is in play as well. The Dodgers are a great stack versus Arizona, and so is Atlanta versus San Diego. So, like, the Dodgers and Giants are probably my two, like, top stacks, followed by, like, Baltimore and maybe Cincinnati. But lots of ways to go on this slate, so we'll definitely be talking about it in the Fantasy Degens Discord. So if you have questions, hit me up there or hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. I'll be around for you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Make sure you check out my written content once again at rotoballer.com. If you want to become a premium member, use promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. And check out Prize Picks, everybody. It's prop bets meets fantasy sports. It's great. You can make 2 to 5 bets across multiple sports if you prefer. And when you create your account, use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit match up to $100. We drop picks all the time in the Discord channel, so come check us out over there. Check out Benched with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball content. Give ratings and review for Benched with Bubba and MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes. I truly appreciate that. But that'll wrap it up, folks. Have a great week and awesome college football on Saturday, NFL on Sunday. Ryder Cup weekend is in full force. Hope you guys have a great one. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 24th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.